This weekend in theaters, a comedy, Donnybrook. The Love Guru versus Get Smart, a battle so brutal this comedy can only end in tragedy. And so combustible that it'll cause an explosion, just like Gymkhana. Here to settle it is Daniel Holloway. He writes for Us Weekly, reviews movies for Metro, and squashes violence wherever he sees it. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Mike.
Let us start with The Love Guru. I will provide some background. Months ago, this movie, The Love Guru, received possibly the worst review in history from the Spiritual Science Research Foundation. Those folks came up with a chart in which making The Love Guru got you 30 demerits, which would put you in the second region of hell for 1,000 years. This was equal to murder, by the way. Watching it for entertainment and without knowing the spiritual science and significant would give you 2 demerits, sentencing you to the nether region for 100 years. So those folks, some Hindus not liking The Love Guru. How about you, Dan?
I'm with the Hindus.
You're with the Hindus.
Oh, yeah. I think 1,000 is being charitable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, I think Mike Myers is a comic genius. How did he misstep so badly?
You know, Mike Myers is or was at one point a comic genius. However, if you think about the amount of new material that Myers has put out, it's fairly limited. He kind of returns to the well over and over again. And his last good original idea that he came up with was the original Austin Powers film, which was probably about 10 years ago at this point. This is his first crack.
He's funny as Shrek.
He is funny as Shrek.
That's a funny Scottish ogre.
But again, we're three deep into the Shrek movies also.
Yeah.
I mean, we're about 7 or 8 years removed from those.
Yeah.
Myers is, he famously had a spiritual awakening long time back with Deepak Chopra, and people have been saying this movie is inspired by that. I wish he had stayed spiritually asleep.
So that or at least funny.
Yeah, or at least funny, you know, be spiritually awakened, but also be funny. And what this movie does really is make you very hyper aware of the fact that a lot of Myers' comedy is based on mugging for the camera. He actually mugs more than any other comic actor I can think of, even Jim Carrey. Think about it. Wayne, Austin Powers, all these characters. They spend a lot of time looking into the character.
Well, Wayne's on TV, so he knows about it. But even when he's not, he'll turn and give a arched eyebrow.
Yeah.
So let's get a clip. Here's the Love Guru himself in a flashback studying under Ben Kingsley, who is attempting to undo any good karma he may have achieved by playing Gandhi.
Deepak, why do you want to join the Thuggin Maipuda Ashram?
To seek my true self.
Alright, kiss ass. Maurice, why do you want to join?
I want to become a guru so girls will like me. Then I will like myself.
Deepak, you will enjoy love in all forms. Maurice,
you must wear this chastity belt.
Chastity belt? That sucks.
You're going to hell, Pesca. I saw you laughing during that clip.
Well, I was laughing because we were having this huge discussion about the use of the elephant noise as comic punctuation. Pashman says, no, the donkey is the funniest sound. Chalak says, I'm sticking with the elephant noise, but I guess it didn't help this movie that much.
I laughed between – I didn't keep exact count, but I know it was – at the least 5, at the most 10 times throughout the movie.
Was it indeed,
and I laugh at everything. So
was it indeed religiously offensive?
It was offensive in its badness. It's
I gotcha.
There's a little bit of a racial stereotype that Myers is playing off of, but
is it worse than Apu? Who, you know, the Simpsons deals with him.
But
and
the difference is Apu is funny.
Apu is funny.
You know,
and they also really show honest elements of Indian culture.
Yeah,
and
you get to know, you know, Apu, like all of the Simpsons characters, begins as a caricature and ends up becoming a real character.
Right.
You know, this is just, I don't know what this is, but it's not funny, and there's a lot of people who are going to go to hell for this movie.
What about Vern Troyer, the original Mini-Me? They keep making fun of him in this one?
Mini-Me is back as a hockey coach, and he gets thrown across the ice, he gets punched in the nuts, he gets, you know, he's a midget. And he gets abused for it. No, oh God, that's so funny. The midget's getting picked on.
Little person,
guy.
Vern Troyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's go on to a movie that might be funnier just because that last one wasn't. Get Smart. Do you get Smart?
It's like, you know, get, what's the good, you know, headline-y pun I can make? Get Mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
Get kind of stupid.
I wish they would get smart.
I probably walked away with a more favorable impression of Get Smart than I would have in any other week.
Okay.
Because after seeing The Love Guru, I could watch commercials and be more entertained. So it's a competent movie that's not very ambitious. It's basically a riff off of the Mission Impossible films.
Steve Carell versus Don Adams. How do they stack up?
I'll be honest. I'm not 138 years old, so I don't remember the original Get Smart television show. I saw a couple episodes as a kid, but I do have to put that out there.
What about Tennessee Tuxedo? It's basically the same character.
Adams played him. From the Hanna-Barbera cartoons?
Yeah.
Carell is playing Carell. You know, I think the character, from what I've seen of the character suits him very well. You know, he plays a... intelligent, but not quite bumbling guy, but sort of, if there's a difference between bumbling and stumbling, he's mildly bumbling.
Yeah, there are a couple letters separating him. Let's hear how Maxwell Smart bumbles undercover.
Who are you?
My name is Nudnik Shpilkas. Who are you?
I am Siegfried.
I understand that you're the man to see if someone is interested in acquiring items of a nuclear nature.
How do I know you're not Control?
If I were Control, you'd already be dead.
If you were Control, you'd already be dead.
Well, neither of us is dead, so I'm obviously not from Control.
That actually makes sense.
So let me ask you this. How can you give it a mediocre review if you're howling in here as you listen to that clip?
Because I just had a You Are Going to Hell spoken into my headphones.
All right. How's Anne Hathaway?
Oh, Anne Hathaway's legs are a prominent feature of this film.
That's good.
In a way, it's a movie about Anne Hathaway's legs. Anne Hathaway's about how she is in every movie. She's there and she's... a little cold, and
she's there.
Well,
she's square.
Lit.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
All right. Here's my Steve Carell insight. I think the guy is hysterical, just as great a Daily Show correspondent as can be. I don't know anyone who I regard I have such high esteem for comedically who's just been in a series of comedic movies that I have just no interest in seeing. Because even Steve Martin punctuates the movies that you don't care about, the kiddie movies, with some good ones. But Steve Carell is just. Consistently in movies that I don't care about. You know, is he torpedoing his career going after the big blockbuster, Evan Almighty, Get Smart, etc.?
Here's my theory about this. This is something me and my wife worked out one day talking about the same thing, is that Carell gets all of the comedy street cred in the world that he needs from The Office.
Yeah.
And after having done 40-Year-Old Virgin and Little Miss Sunshine, he doesn't need any more film screen cred. He just goes in twice a year and cashes a paycheck, does a big bloated film, and goes back to shooting more Office episodes. And, you know, it's greedy. It's not, the motivations aren't admirable. But, you know, you can't fault him because he still is doing good work elsewhere. It's just not in motion pictures.
You saw a piece of marketing this week called Kittredge, the first theatrically released American Girl movie.
Mm-hmm.
From an ad in the New York Times, this is in limited release today in 5 theaters. You could see the movie about, what is it, like 6 days before everyone else could see it on Wednesday. And if you go, it's $20 for a ticket, but you get a special gift.
What could that gift be?
I don't know.
Do you think it's a doll?
I just heard it's a t-shirt.
T-shirt? Really? It's just a t-shirt?
It's just a t-shirt, not even a doll.
Just go to the store and get
it. Is it a t-shirt? Is it a t-shirt for Kit? No. No, we don't even know. Oh, it is for Kit.
Yeah, it's a t-shirt for a children's size t-shirt. Supplies limited. You have to redeem your ticket stub to get a t-shirt.
Supplies limited to how many people can fit in those 5 theaters.
I looked this stuff up for you, Mike.
Thanks. So what do you think of the movie?
The movie is, it's good for little kids. There's not, thankfully, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know whether to expect an actual doll being, you know, sort of sold in the film. There's not. It's set in the Great Depression. Kit Kittredge is played by Abigail Breslin, and she wants to be a reporter. She's 9 years old or whatever. She's trying to write newspaper stories for the Cincinnati Register.
Yeah, and cool. That's the backstory of the real doll. I know all about the American Girl dolls, but go ahead. She's from Cincinnati.
Let's get into it. Why do you know about the
I once did a story and the American Girl phenomenon, and it's crazy. And they have a quasi-Broadway show, and as I told you as we were chatting off the air, the escaped slave doll sings the best song in the Broadway show.
As she should.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's set during the Depression. Depression, and she has adventures with hobos, lots of hobos. And apparently the Great Depression was all about hanging out with magicians and dance instructors and hobos in your backyard.
And let me also point out that Alan Arkin was in Get Smart, Steve Carell was in Get Smart, and Abigail was in this movie. That's three co-stars of Little Miss Sunshine. Thank you, Dan Holloway. And that is it for this hour of the BPP. We are always online at npr.org. I'm Mike Pascoe.